Specialized skills are part of just about every military job, so they're always on the lookout for students who have a thing for science, technology, engineering, or math. As part of our ongoing military coverage, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports that MacDill Air Force Base set out to dazzle 1,200 students to show off careers that would put their analytical thinking and problem-solving abilities to the test.
As the side door opens into a cavernous aircraft hangar on MacDill Air Force Base, you're greeted with the hum of hundreds of excited teenagers and the buzz of opportunity that some of their teachers explain.
We start them out in the middle school with the mini drones. We got little obstacle courses.
We actually just went over to where they pack the parachutes, the paracommandos that jump into Raymond James Stadium. So they actually got to see that, and they got to get in a virtual simulator to see what it's like to jump.
They come through and just try stuff on, the vest, the helmet, the chemical suit. Just give them a little taste of what it's like to really be deployed.
That's Monroe Middle School teacher Bradley Watson with the mini drones, retired Master Sergeant Kevin Gunter with the Dunellen High School Air Force Junior ROTC, and MacDill Airman Christian Espada handling the equipment. And the purpose of all those cool demos is to connect kids to the science behind the military careers. And no one knows that better than Technical Sergeant Stephen Barber.
3, 2, 1. Good job. There you go. We're the base SWAT team. So if we go into a building and the door is locked, we have to knock it down. We use this as practice so we can do it over and over again.
Barber is supervising a swarm of eager students waiting for their chance to pick up a 40-pound battering ram and knock through a black steel door.
Kids who are ROTC typically like weapons and cool things, robots. This is the first time we've actually brought this out, and it's been pretty popular. Yeah. The science comes with knowing how to use your entire body. So once they learn that, and they learn that hitting it flush with the end of the ram works, then they're able to get it easier. It's all about leverage.
The pounding reverberates off the hangar walls, drawing in even more curious students. And that's exactly the reaction Colonel Pat Miller wants.
There's a fun side to it of, hey, I'm going to beat in a door.
Miller is a civil engineer and the support group commander for MacDill's 6th Air Mobility Wing. But he's also been a teacher and loves helping young students connect the dots between science and their future careers.
Really, it's getting them to think, how is this working? Why can me, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 12-year-old, pick this 40-pound object up and bust through that steel door? And maybe that sparks the curiosity side of the kids.
For MacDill Commander Colonel April Vogel, the STEM event also serves to nurture tomorrow's leaders.
Never before in our nation's history have we depended more on technology and the application of technology to win, not only in air, but in space and in cyberspace. And, you know, our mission is to fly, fight, and win. So we need to create people who can do that. And there are some amazing young minds here today, which is why this is so special.
And to judge the effectiveness of such events, you need look no further than the Coast Guard helicopter parked outside on the tarmac and pilot Justin Neal.
As a young child, I know that I once sat in a helicopter, and now I fly it.
Neal still has a picture of that event and posed for a new photo with Middleton High School senior Carlos Martinez with the junior ROTC.
I'm a cadet lieutenant colonel.
Martinez has chosen to become active duty Air Force.
The Air Force, they're more focused on the education, which is what I want. And I want to be able to get my degrees and be able to finish, come out of the military with everything that I have.
Martinez's goal is to become an aircraft mechanic. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.